So they said, no, actually, we pay you. So this is what I've been selected to do the vocals. I do the vocals and guitars on that song there. And we're going to do actually those two songs. And the first song I'd like to do is a beautiful waltz called, it's the Cowboy Waltz, La Valse de Varsier. Hold on, you want to say something, Vin? I'm sorry.
Who originally recorded that song?
Well, I know for a fact that it's Robert Bertrand did one right. part, one song. I don't know if it's him. That,
but it goes back to Dennis McGee and Amadeus.
That's right. It was Dennis McGee. Yeah. In fact, that's right, because that's why we selected it originally from the beginning. Yes.
Right. Right. And I noticed your words, because I heard Robert Bertrand on the radio the other day, and I went, ah, that's where Ray got those words.
Well, that's words about a guy that. Actually, a guy that can't go meet his wife anymore because her dad is waiting for him with a knife. He can't escape because his horse is almost dead from him riding it away. So it's a pretty good song. We'd like to do it for you right now, the Cowboy Waltz.
It was that song was also called titled Mocabe Mise Pron.
Yeah.
You know, it's been under different titles. It goes back to the original. This next one that we've got coming up.
Ooh.
That, hot stuff. Whoa, hot stuff back there. Oh yeah, Sean, look out. This is a family show. Okay, fix that up. But in the meantime, again, Megan, this one they're going to do is Eunice Two Step. What was the original Amadeus Ardoin? But it wasn't called. What was it called, Reggie? Eunice Two Step that Amadeus Ardoin recorded. What was it called back then? Oh, you don't remember, Megan?
No, I do not.
Oh. I do, but I forgot. But it's another great, great song. And the reason I picked it for the CD is because it's my favorite.
Yeah, but if you're in charge of the CD, you can pick any song you want, right? Actually, we're talking to the expert, Megan Brown, who does the research at for U of L and Lafayette. And so she, I thought I knew everything about it. I don't even have this much knowledge as far as for what I need to know about Cajun music and Cajun culture. So we'd like to do Eunice Two Step for you with Cheryl Comey on our phone.
Cheryl and Ray. Whoa.
You know, she's a Cheryl is a wonderful person, has a heart of gold for sure. She's there at showing her talent every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville at a jam session. She will come and give me a hand over there, and I tell you, when all the tourists get a load of this woman playing accordion, they can't believe it. You know what they see? When you're playing music at the jam session and Cheryl starts to play, you see all the cell phones go up like that. And everybody's taking pictures of her or filming. And I want to thank her. She's there, and her and her husband, every Saturday to give me a hand. She's making plans now to go to Europe next year. She's already got some gigs. And somebody help that fella up over there.
Oop, need some help. Need some help here in the aisle.
Well, okay, she's making some plans to go to Europe as we speak. She's already going to France next year, and she probably wants to spend about a month out there if she can. So, having said all of that, Vin, take it away, Vin.
All right. We didn't record this song, but I asked them to play it for me. It's called La Valse de Samedi au Soir, the Saturday Night Waltz. And the reason is because some people can sing it as good as Ray Landry, but nobody sings it better than Ray Landry.
I'm going to pay him for that. I already had to pay him for that. It's an old version of Saturday Night Waltz. You know, one of my mentors definitely was Dewey Balfour, and Nokale Young, who Claudia Wood and I had an excellent opportunity to play with the late, great Nokale Young. In fact, we played with Shirley Ray Bergeron the last 3 years that he was playing. And it's a song that Dewey had recorded many years ago. Of course, many people have recorded the Saturday Night Waltz, but this is the Balfour Brother version of the Saturday Night Waltz.
Thank you.
Cormier, yes, sir.
Oh, merci, you know, Cheryl.
We were talking about one generation to the other when we were talking about Bubba Hebert, you know, his grandfather being Eddie and his great-grandfather being Ira Lejeune. And then, you know, Cheryl, actually from one generation to the other, Cheryl's son, Russell Jr., plays the drums in that band. And it goes on and on. And our next guest, you talk about from one generation to the other.
No, wait a minute, Ray. What does it say on that CD?
I'm sorry?
One generation to...
to the next. Did I say to the other?
Yes.
Okay, one generation to... well, the same thing, actually.
Yeah, wait, say to the next.
So, take it away, Vin.
Well, I just want to remind him, you know, that we do have the CD available here, but you can also buy it right next door at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center. And you can also buy it at our center in Lafayette and Thibodeau. There's 13 songs in all. And the insert is has both the French words, Cajun French words. We were very, very important about that, especially with Claudia. She's very picky. And it, then and it's interpreted into English also, so you can sing right along with it. Now, this next family, talk about from one generation to the next. I mean, here we've got three Browns up here, right? And let's see. Are you going to talk or are you going to let your sister talk?
I guess I'll do the talking.
Oh, you do the talking. Okay. Now, your great uncle was Sidney Brown?
Great-great-uncle.
Great-great-uncle was Sidney Brown.
Yes, sir.
And Sidney Brown is famous for being one of the first, if not the first, Cajun accordion maker in Louisiana. This was after we could no longer buy them, import them from East Germany because of the wall, you know, the Iron Curtain. And so your great-great-uncle started building accordions.
Yes, sir.
And he also recorded several songs. And the one that we picked to put on this CD, I think you picked it, or Megan picked it, or your dad picked it. And it was called the
Traveler's Playboy.
And in his band's name wasn't it the Traveler's Playboys? Oh, okay.
I believe so.
Traveler's Playboy Special. All right, Briggs and Megan. Y'all do so well together. This next song that y'all recorded, War Widow Waltz. Tell me about it, Megan. Where did it come from?
David Greeley actually introduced me to this song, and it was sung by a woman named Laura Broussard. It sounds kind of like the Calcasieu Waltz, but there's different words.
Right, but the words to it, do you have any idea how long ago it was written?
No, I don't. Sometime after World War II, I guess.
Okay.
But it's about a woman who is, she's at home with her children, and her husband's away at war, and she's just asking, kind of, when is he going to come back,
right.
kind of thing.
It's just as contemporary as today. You know, the women waiting at home for
right.
their husbands who are, we know where they all are, over there in the Mideast. And what's going to happen Monday, Ray?
You know, Monday is Memorial Day, and I got a big place in my heart for the American soldier who has not only served in the wars to protect us and enjoy the... Absolutely. And enjoy the free life that we have here in the United States, not only serving, a lot of them losing their lives. So remember the American soldier for sure, Monday, Memorial Day. And we would like to do this song in dedication of...
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. What did I say, Memorial Day? Veterans Day. I'm so sorry, but they're closely related. They need more holidays celebrating the American soldier. So we'd like to do that song in remembrance of the American soldier, something called the War Widow Waltz.
Yeah.
Come on, let's hear it for the Browns up here. Mr. Greg Brown, Megan Brown, and Briggs Brown. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, one, Vin and I, we had a lot of friends in the music, but one of my dear friends who is going to play Cajun music in the heavens, he died a couple of years ago, played with Vin and I on many occasions when we were playing in Nocale Young, and that was Hadley J. Castillo. And he knew the importance of preserving the culture. He knew the importance of from one generation to the next. He would tell me all the time, he says, you know, Ray, it's so important for us to preserve our music and our culture. And he did just that. He took his granddaughter before he left, and he showed her those wonderful fiddle licks, those Hadley J. Castillo fiddle licks that everyone knew from all over the world, knew his style of fiddling. And before he passed on, he gave all that talent to his granddaughter.
All of it.
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
Help me welcome Miss Sarah Jade Williams. Okay. And listen, Hadley told us how many times, Vin, hundreds and hundreds of times, he attributed his love to Cajun music one time when he heard Jolie Blonde when he was going to the store to do some things. And it stuck with him, and he played that song so beautiful. We'd like to feature that song tonight in remembrance of Hadley J. Castillo.
And not only that, Jolie Blonde was the first Cajun song to ever make the top 10 in the United States. Wow. Unheard of. And this was in, what, late 40s, right? And that was Harry Schultz recorded it. And so we're going to finish the show with that because it's been called the Cajun National Anthem, right?
All right. I think we're going to do it in what Papa would call franglais.
Franglais.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit in French and a little bit in English for all the Americans out there.
Oh, don't you love it?